Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Robert Brands back on the show. Robert is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 5 years he's been hanging out with us. He's the president of Brands & Company. He's one of the top innovation experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. He's the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation, a 10-step program for corporate survival. He's got a new book out that I'm even more excited about. He's our good friend, Robert Brands. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim. Good morning. Great to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. So give us a quick brush up on Robert's Rules of Innovation. And that'll be one, folks, because there's a two that we're going to talk about. And you're getting a we're going to give them a sneak peek at what's coming up. Nobody else gets, right, Rob?
Exactly. So Robert's Rules of Innovation all was about how to create and sustain innovation, which is so important because, as you know, we've talked about this in past shows that can be looked up and listened to again. But, it's innovate or die. You got to reinvent yourself. And what we captured in Robert's Rules number one was basically 10 imperatives to create and sustain innovation, from inspiration to risk-taking to accountability and value creation, and ultimately about net results, net rewards. And it's imperative that you really figure out where you're at and then improve the things where you're weak. Or if you don't have a lot in place, figure out what you need to put in place to be innovative, because mm-hmm. it is really a product life cycle that goes up and down, and you have to figure out where you are at, because if you don't renew and reinvent yourself, ultimately you will get out of business.
I wrote an article once, the title of which was Reinvention or Extinction, The Choice is Yours.
Absolutely. It's as simple as that, because no matter how high a wave you're riding right now, you always got to look over your shoulder and say, what's next? How do I create that life cycle upon life cycle upon life cycle? Reinvent yourself, and not just from product, but also process. You know, how do you approach your customers? So much has changed in the last few years. We just were talking about book publishing, you and I, and, you know, think about being a bookstore. You got to figure out how you can reinvigorate your customers to be innovative and to keep attracting them to get more sales.
And innovation doesn't just mean product.
Right.
Innovation is from alpha to omega. I mean, it's from how they hear about you. It's from how you contact them. It's how you nurture the relationship. You've got to be innovative at every step, not just when people think innovation, they think, okay, how can I make my product spiffier or spin faster or whatever? It's more than that, isn't it?
Absolutely, Jim. And first of all, I always say engage everybody within your company in innovation. It is everybody's job. But to your point, there is a model called the 10 types of innovation. It goes from business model innovation. For instance, how Dell computers used to sell their computers directly to consumers without warehouses.
Mm-hmm.
They had a tremendous cash flow advantage over any of their competitors.
Yep.
But it goes to branding, customer service, etc. If you have a car and you go to Lexus for your car to be serviced, that's all about you as the customer, not about the car. Yeah, the car, they'll take care of it. But it's that whole experience that made you want to come back and buy another car like that, you know? So,
yep.
Yeah, absolutely right. So we built, basically, in Robert's Rules of Innovation, the foundation. And in the second book, we really are starting to focus on implementation. It's all about execution.
Mm-hmm.
And I found over the last 5 years that it is so difficult to translate that and to make that all happen. And there's really three big portions. You know, the big idea.
Hold on to that thought, because I want to hold that for the next segment, because I want to make sure we get one thing clear. Being innovative is more than being creative, because you've got to be able to. You need to be creative, and you need to be innovative. But if it's just in your head or on paper and you've just been talking about it, if you can't make it come to life, If you can't have, if you can't create something that you can see and hear and feel or measure, then it's not really an innovation. It's just an idea, isn't it, Robert?
Absolutely. And I always say innovation is creativity times risk-taking. And that risk-taking is so all-encompassing. You got to invest some resources, people and money, to make it happen. You need to translate it. And you need to walk the talk. As the leader of your business, you need to set the right tone and visibility within your team to say, this is important to me, so it should be important to you and to all of us. Mm-hmm. It's the lifeblood of your company.
Right. I need your website, Robert.
It's robertsrulesofinnovation.com.
Yeah. And that's the title of the book. And that's the first book.
That's the first
book. The second one is what we're going to talk about when we come back, folks. This is all about the execution. So keep your track shoes on, buckle your seat belts. We're going to go fast. Stay with us. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.